USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four prosecutors in New York have opened investigations into Governor Andrew Cuomo to see if any of the criminal misconduct revealed in an independent panel's report took place in their jurisdictions. District attorneys in Westchester and Nassau counties and Manhattan have requested materials from the panel, which found Governor Cuomo had sexually harassed 11 women, including employees. The governor has denied the allegations in the report. Cuomo has faced calls to resign from office from a growing number of fellow Democrats, including President Biden, but he's made no indication that he'll take that step. And nearly all foreign visitors to the United States may soon need to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. The White House is considering the requirement as part of a plan to reopen travel into the country for foreign travelers, as it faces pressure from airlines and allies to lift travel restrictions. The administration has not laid out a timeline for announcing or implementing that rule change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci has warned about what he's called a smoldering outbreak of COVID infections among those who are unvaccinated. Earlier this week, the U.S. met the goal of 70% of American adults receiving at least one dose of vaccine, with just over 50% fully vaccinated. Dr. Elizabeth Claiborne is an adjunct professor of emergency medicine at the University of Maryland School of Medicine and tells CBS News that we may not be able to fully control the coronavirus, as she sees an uptick of COVID cases.
I certainly think that that is a very real threat that will have an ongoing kind of concern for COVID that will stretch it several months from now and never fully resolve or reach this quote-unquote herd immunity because we will not get our vaccination percentage high enough to provide protection and kind of stomp out COVID altogether. Currently, what we see in Maryland, a state that I must say is actually doing very well compared to other places in the country, we have one of the lowest case positivity rates and one of the highest vaccination rates. I still have seen in the last couple of weeks an uptick in COVID positive patients.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal officials have begun sending agents from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to the southern border to help relieve overcrowded Border Patrol stations. The move coming after reports over the weekend that some Border Patrol facilities were holding more than five times the number of people they were designed for. Former acting ICE director Tom Holman says the White House is calling in ICE to improve optics, not to deal with the surge. He tells Fox News that he at least hopes more Border Patrol agents can now get back into the field.
They're sending reinforcements to process people quicker so you don't see the overcrowding. Remember, President Biden and the vice president were bragging how they made a lot of progress because people aren't in Border Patrol custody. There's no overcrowding Border Patrol facilities. That's just because it processed people, quickly and released them quickly. But that drone video hurt. So they're more concerned with the optics of this crisis. They're going to send reinforcements down there. Nothing to slow the flow. Nothing to enforce law. Just process it and release quickly so it doesn't appear to be a crisis. Now, I applaud them for doing this because hopefully that will mean more Border Patrol agents get back to the line quicker and actually do their mission. So there's a positive to this, but they're doing it for the wrong reasons. Absolutely wrong reasons.
And the U.S. women's beach volleyball pairing of April Ross and Alex Kleiman will play for gold after defeating the Swiss pair of Joanna Heidrich and Anouk Thijs-Devrij in straight sets. They await the winner of the other semifinal of Australia versus Latvia for Thursday's gold medal game. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.